Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Holier Than Thou by Constantine Gray called a provocative view on the real origins of religions and how they've advanced over the centuries. A critical review of the major weaknesses and illegalities in the scriptures of Christianity and Islam and how they have negatively affected our lives, plus a recommendation on how to correct them. Constantine Gray had a CPA degree from North Toronto Collegiate Institute, Queen's University, a former vice president of the National Bank of Canada, former property developer in Moscow, Russia, and Montenegro, literally lived or visited all around the world. Holier Than Thou, thought-provoking, highly praised, compelling, groundbreaking, and author Constantine Gray is joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Constantine. Welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be there.
There is so much to talk about. Well, you're like here too, because we're connected and we're talking. So we're all together here to have this conversation. And as I'm looking through all of the information in the book, I wonder where this all began for you. Where did you get this interest in world religions? Where did this come from?
I've always looked at religion as being somewhat controversial, even when I was young. I used to go to church. I was made to go to church every Sunday, and I was a little skeptical even as a youth, about the stories that were being preached and in the Bible. But I think it started there. I was skeptical at the start. And then I've seen what religion, some of the things that religion is doing today and has done as I researched it in the past. So I thought I'd like to get my own opinions out in the open and to somewhat try to clear the air and some of the defects that go along with religion. I respect religion because it's been around for a long time. It basically has a positive view in terms of its parishioners in improving their life and giving them peace and excusing their sins and. It does do positive things.
Yes.
But the negative things have been very serious and have caused death. And so that's why I wrote the book.
You point that out, that it's led to wars and people dying, and we'll get into that during the conversation today. Constantine Gray is our guest on the program. Googling, that's G-R-E-Y. The book is Holier Than Thou. You'll find it Amazon.com, all of the usual places. Constantine Gray has a website, ConstantineGray.com. We'll give you that as we go through the program. This really is a new approach to the analysis of religion, isn't it? It's a different approach to presenting religions, world religions, in a different light. How did you go about the preparation for this, the study, the research that went into preparing Holier Than Thou?
Well, you know, the internet is a pretty bountiful
yes.
source.
Yes.
And I mean, I knew a lot of this going in, but I did dig further. And I have reference certain publications that gave me the source data. So it's all out there, and I just tried to put it together in a concise yet a form that would have an impact and not so much a shock type approach, but just to put down the bare facts, not to exaggerate them. And say, here, look at this. This is what happened. And this is what is happening. And make your own decision.
Let's go to the very beginning. You talk about the real origins of religions. Let's talk about that. When did this concept of religions begin?
Well, you see, Homo sapiens, which is what we are, missed a little bit with Neanderthal, but Homo sapiens came onto the scene about 200,000 years ago in Africa, and from there about 40,000 years ago or so, they left Africa and spread into the Eurasian area. But that was 200,000 years ago. Religion came about 4,000 years ago. And I look at it as being one of the ways that the elite, the leaders of the various clans that evolved, found after the development of the Neolithic stage, which started about 12,000 years ago. And this is where Homo sapiens began to use agriculture. And this is when they really expanded population-wise.
Yes.
So there was a need for the leaders of the clans or whatever they were to instill some sort of natural form of policing. So I think religion really evolved as a product of the leaders of those clans putting together beliefs using supernatural fear of the supernatural to bring order to the society that had evolved. And I think it was more a tool of the elite.
Yeah, and you talk about that in the tool of the elite, tool of power. It's something that they held over the people for centuries, haven't they?
Well, yes, I think, there was really two classes of people. There was the elite and then the rest. It evolved on that basis because there was a need for order. There was chaos after the world went agricultural, because then people were brought up the questions of people who owned the land, who was going to work the land, and it brought in all sorts of strife because of it. As human beings being what they are, there was definitely battles for territory. So I think this is one of the main reasons that it's a cheaper form of policing, really, because you're really scared of people with all the supernatural stories.
Interesting. The book is Holier Than Thou. Constantine Grey, G-R-E-Y, is the author and our guest on the program. His website is ConstantineGrey.com. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You touched on it before, some of the negative aspects of religion. Talk about negative content leading to wars and, in some cases, filled with hatred.
Well, yes, I think a good example is today is Islam, where the infidel is brutalized in the Quran, and in many sections of the Quran referred to the infidel as being the enemy, and that he should be killed. I mean, there's a number of passages which I put in the book. It'll probably get me into trouble, but I had to put them in because I think that's what is the basis for a lot of the problems that we have the Islamic terrorists and what have you, I think, are feeding upon, maybe bolstered by clerics, but feeding upon the content of the Quran, which definitely puts the infidel in a bad light
You
in
mentioned some.
many, many. Go ahead.
You mentioned something that's very interesting. Writing this, I would think, would take a lot of courage. This book is going worldwide. You'll be getting, of course, feedback, probably getting feedback already. Any concerns in publishing this book? Because you're very honest in your portrayal of religions and the impact religion has.
Well, if they do get to me, it'll be good for circulation, I think.
That's yes. Yeah.
But no, there's a risk there. What I do in the epilogue, I do say that I do have respect for the people of Islam, and it's nothing to do about. It's just the negative parts of the Quran that I think could be. The Quran is supposedly written in stone and can't be changed, but I suggest a codicil, to a holy codicil, to correct some of these things, or at least to dilute the vitriol that exists. It would be a separate publication, but this again would be difficult, I think, for Islam to be able to carry out.
You
But
in the book,
I put it in. Go
yes,
ahead.
it's fascinating. You have all of that in there. It's such a remarkable book, so well written, Holier Than Thou. Constantine Gray, the author, and our guest on the program, you examine the legitimacy of the big books, the Quran, the Bible, and the Torah. Talk about that, and should these be viewed as historical fact?
Well, I think certain parts and certain people in them are historical or existed, but it's been cherry-picked,
Yes.
and I think sure, some of it is historical, but I think it's been embellished to get the idea across to the layman.
How did this,
And go ahead.
yeah, I was just gonna say, how did this evolve, especially we're familiar with it here in the United States, where religion has become a business. It's become a tax-exempt business. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on that and how that has evolved over the centuries.
Well, it is a non-taxable income, the tithes. The gifts to the church are non-taxable, and the churches have become very powerful institutes for investment as a result, because not all the tithes, not all the contributions go back to the poor and what have you. They are used to build larger churches, or to, with a surplus, to invest the surplus in mostly real estate, it appears, although that's only a guess. But my involvement with the study of the churches shows that they have a very big surplus. The Mormon Church boasts about giving back contributions, but it's only about 0.7% of their income. In the meantime, they all have large portfolios of real estate and stocks and bonds and what have you. They're a business. But that's being threatened now, because membership is basically reducing, decreasing in almost all sectors except for maybe Islam, which has a sort of apostasy clause in many of the Islamic countries that if you leave the church, you will be killed. So not too many people leave the church, even though there may be sentiment.
That would be a deterrent. It's such a fascinating read. Holier Than Thou, Constantine Gray, the author. Time is going by so quickly. You address in the book, and you touched on it in the beginning, the benefits of religion. Let's talk about some of the benefits, and then we'll close in talking about some of the harms of religion that we should watch for. But there are benefits of religion, and you talk about those.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can receive atonement for your past sins, which is a peace of mind that exists because the church does forgive people for their sins, even though people may have been injured by your sins. You can go to the church and then come back with a clear conscience. Or a clearer conscience. I don't think people totally forget what they've done. I think it's good for our community to have, because the basic premise of religion is that it does good for people, that it helps people. So I think it's good in a cast that sort of characteristic among the people. And also it's a social center for many communities, yes. Not so much the big cities, but for many communities, it is a focus of community activities.
Now, the other side of that, what are some of the major harms that you see of religion, that the negative aspect it could have on our lives and on society?
Well, the negative ones are that there are basically what is said in the Bible and the Quran, which says that, the Bible says you should kill homosexuals, in black and white. There are, this is the Bible, and it is telling you to kill people. This shouldn't be with a religion. This is why I think it should be cleansed, the Bible especially.
Let's talk a little bit about where we are today. It seems the world is divided almost more than I can remember in my lifetime of many decades here. More divided because of religion than ever before. We can't decide on exactly what religion is. Everybody seems to have a different interpretation. What are your thoughts on where we are with religion today? And keeping in mind, you mentioned that the numbers of actually people going to an organized place of religion are seem to be dwindling, but we seem to be divided by religion. What are your thoughts on where we are today, the division, it seems like, worldwide caused by religion?
Well, presently 16% of the population, the world population, is non-religion affiliated, and that number is growing more and more as people realize that it's not totally what it's cracked up to be, and this is a percentage that is increasing, and I don't think that's going to stop, except where you have countries that have apostasy and blasphemy charges that threaten you with death if you do criticize or leave the religion. So those that will be a tough nut to crack, but I think eventually it will peter out in the next 100 years, but that's what we're faced with now, is people very strongly religious. the United States is a high, very high, and what's the word? And
well, we see it.
The,
so
go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's really divisive, especially in the United States, and people really, in their zealousness in practicing their religion, it's a fascinating topic. I want to take a minute here at the end. In doing all of this, in writing the book, Holier Than Thou, did this change you in any way?
No, as I said, I've been thinking this way even as a youth. I was always skeptical about all the stories, because just as this is the way it was. We went to church, but didn't totally believe all. I thought a lot of it was a bit of a show. So it hasn't changed me to any great degree, and that's, and you know, I've been around, and I'm not a young guy, and so I figured I'd put it in black and white before I pass on and see what happens.
Well, I love the. I just want to talk about the background that you've had. I mentioned Moscow, Montenegro, Greece, Turkey, United K, United States. Lived here, did business here, had a home here. Speak five different languages. Did all of this background help you in writing Holier Than Thou, giving you a much broader perspective than most of us have of religion?
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot of the world, and I've seen a lot of the good, but I've also seen a lot of the bad. And I think it does temper your outlook, positive outlook on things. And it's just more education. The more you travel, the more you live in other places, the more you speak in other languages, you tend to have a sensitivity for what's going on outside your own world.
Well, it's that credibility that has people talking about the book Holier Than Thou, thought-provoking, highly praised, compelling, groundbreaking. The book is by our guest on the program, Constantine Gray, G-R-E-Y. His website, ConstantineGray.com. Book available Amazon, the usual places, published by URL Inc. Print and Media LLC. Their website is urlinkpublishing.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Constantine, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rick. It was a pleasure for me.
We enjoyed having you. A fascinating conversation. The book, Holier Than Thou, you'll find it available all the usual places. Great information. Order the book at Constantine's website, ConstantineGray.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.